It's Monday, March 4th, 2019. Thanks for tuning into this, the first episode of season 16 of The Sounds of My Head. The Sounds of My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed.
Will you be happy? Really?
I have no right to be unhappy, which is almost the same.
My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. perfect way to open up this year's season 16. That is 16 seasons of The Sounds of My Head with Vampire Weekend, one of my very favorite bands. If you've been a longtime listener to the show, you may recall that I was playing Vampire Weekend before anyone had heard of them. That's right, that's the credit you get from this show. I went and saw them when they played at Union Hall in Park Slope. It was like a show for like 100 people. And blew the house off. They were opening for some other band you've never heard of. That's how long I've liked Vampire Weekend. Boy, howdy, do I love the Vampire Weekend. Anyway, I say they're from New York. I don't really know. I think they might not really live here anymore. And there have been some changes. You know, Rostam left the band. But they're keeping it together. And they got a new record. It's coming out at some point in the nearish future, I suppose. They're releasing a couple tracks here and there, and they've released the first two so far, which the one we just heard, Harmony Hall, I should have said that earlier, from their Harmony Hall /2021 release. And then actually later this week, they're releasing the next drop. So very soon there will be more Vampire Weekend for your ears, but it's not out yet. And I am very much looking forward to it. So yeah, Vampire Weekend, Harmony Hall, excellent starter for this year's show, and very fitting because I love me some Vampire Weekend. Speaking of things I love a lot, how about this next band? They're called Mammoth Penguins. They're from Cambridge in the UK, and we're going to hear a couple tracks from them. First, from their new forthcoming album, There's No Fight We Can't Both Win, which I think is a great title for an album. There's No Fight We Can't Both Win. It's very good. We're going to hear the song I Wanna, and it is the most overplayed song of the month over here in my apartment. I tell you what, if you lived here, you'd be like, man, stop fucking playing that song. That is like enough of that song. Because I listen to it a lot. But it's good. You're going to want to listen to it a million times as well. I feel like it perfectly captures early love. It is a song I loved from the start. And it is a song about loving someone from the start. It's very good. Then we're going to hear another Mammoth Penguin song. This one from their previous album, Hide and Seek. And it's my favorite song from that record. It's called When I Was Your Age, and I'm putting it on because it, too, is another song that I have just beaten into the ground playing it so much. It's like, you would be so fucking tired of this song if you lived here. Because, boy, do I like it a lot. These are my two favorite Mammoth Penguin songs, so we're going to hear them both. Right now, on this first episode of Season 16 of The Sounds of My Head, Mammoth Penguins with I Wanna, and then When I Was Your Age. Both super excellent songs, and both right now for your listening pleasure on The Sounds of My Head.
Thank you. crossfire hurricane. I was walking around in a trash bag. Then I look up in the sky and there it is, a formation of clouds that spells out, abolish ice. My eyesight is canceled, my memory is canceled, my feelings are canceled, Chipotle is canceled. I exercise now, I don't sat anymore. I'm taking my kettle black back to the pot store. My body has a message that I'm gonna ignore. It's an infinite loop, leaky sink of the mind. Paper baggage ahead, at the document shred. No municipal bonds, no likes, comments, or friends. No one left to bereave, on eternity leave. Here, let me explain how breathing works. You suck in and you continue to live. Nothing says self-loathing like the word self-care. Dry clean my shorts to the Met Gala at Madison Square. My eyesight is canceled, my memory is canceled, my feelings are canceled, band practice is canceled. She doesn't want revenge, she wants the norm apocalypse. I'll be there for you, live at the Acropolis. Don't need a friend with benefits, just a job with benefits. It's an infinite loop, leaky sink in the mind. Paper baggage ahead, at the document shred. No municipal bonds, no likes, comments, or friends. No one left to bereave, on eternity leave. It's an infinite loop, leaky sink of the mind. Paper baggage ahead, at the document shred. No municipal bonds, no likes, comments, or friends. No one left to bereave, on eternity leave. Looking at my phone in the bookstore when it appeared to me, rare footage never before seen by a significant girlfriend. And I'm not gonna call it innovation, but I'm not gonna call it anything else either. Thanks for the invite, but I'm too not going. I work on spaghetti today and every day. I suck at something today and every day. It looks like roadkill and I'm eating anyway. And I'm a sawdust every day. Waiting in line at the juice bar when it occurred to me, I may be too fat to be Spider-Man, but not to be body-positive Spider-Man. All day I dream about self-improvement, capitalism, deregulation, and eating a bagel. Thanks for the invite, but I'm too not going. I work on spaghetti today and every day.
S-T-O-P-P-E-L-I-E-V-I-N-G. S-T-O-P-P-E-L-I-E-V-I-N-G. S-T-O-P-P-E-L-I-E-V-I-N-G.
The organized crime type of language has kind of been a theme throughout this presidency.
I know all about flipping. For 30, 40 years, I've been watching flippers. Everything's wonderful, and then they get 10 years in jail, and they flip on whoever the next highest one is.
And then there's Michael Cohen talking about threatening people on Wednesday.
How many times did Mr. Trump ask you to threaten an individual or entity on his behalf?
Quite a few times.
50 times?
More.
100 times?
More.
200 times?
More.
500 times?
Probably.
And a lot of people have made this observation.
At the same time, I was actively negotiating in Russia for him. He would look me in the eye and tell me there's no Russian business.
I do take your point about mob movies. When Cohen was testifying on Wednesday about how Trump would tell him how to testify without actually telling him how to testify.
He doesn't give you questions. He doesn't give you orders. He speaks in a code. And I understand the code because I've been around him for a decade.
That sounded familiar.
Did you ever get such an order directly from Michael Corleone?
No, I never talked to him.
who is so Willy Cheechy. So organized crime, yes, the echoes were everywhere. But I also heard some other Hollywood echoes. There was even some Woody Allen.
And it's a shameful mockery of what our purpose is.
His presence here is a travesty.
I'm like, this is bananas. Literally, from the movie, bananas.
It's a travesty of a mockery, of a sham, of a mockery, of a travesty, of two mockeries of a sham.
Could be the news I see.
Enough, enough, it's all.
All right, let's catch up. It's been just a little while. After Mammoth Penguins back there, we heard a band from Los Angeles. They're called Cheekface. I've played them on the show before, but they've been doing this thing where, like, every month they release a new song. This just seems to be their MO. And the hit-to-miss ratio is really high. Really good releases from these guys, Cheekface. They're super funny, super great, super clever. Love the lyrics. It's always great. We heard Eternity Leave from their Eternity Leave single, since everything's released as a single. And Eternity Leave is so good. I mean, that's, like, tied up there with my favorite Cheekface songs. Then Stop Believing, spelled out as an acronym, also from its own release. You can think of these songs as having food art for the album art. So Eternity Leave was a Starbucks coffee, and then Stop Believing was like a McDonald's fries. So yeah, I don't know what to make of it, but I like it. Then we heard Ages and Ages, a band from Portland, Oregon. They did the songs Needle and Thread and How It Feels. Both come off their forthcoming album, Me, You, They, We. And Me, You, They, We has been in the works for a while, because you may recall, probably don't, I had to look it up. I actually played Ages and Ages, I don't know, last year or something on the show, when Needle and Thread came out originally as a single, and I loved it. And then I was like, I'm going to put it on this show. And then I had it all queued up because it's on this new album. And then I realized, hey, wait a minute, I've already put that on the show before. But I was like, what the hell? I already put on Mammoth Penguins too, so I'm doing that twice. This show is just going to have some reruns. So that's what it did. So anyway, Ages and Ages, Needle and Thread, and How It Feels, my two favorite songs that they've so far released. But I have high hopes for this new record. Maybe it'll be good. Okay, up next from London, Pinegar, that is the name of the band, and we are going to hear two tracks, the whole EP. I'm just playing the whole EP because I like it that much. It's called Peanut Butter Malt Shop Heartthrob, and we are first going to hear the title track, Peanut Butter Malt Shop Heartthrob, which is a fantastic name of a song. I love it. And then we're going to hear a cover of Something Stupid, also from that EP, also done in the style of a malt shop heartthrob. It's really great. It's a wonderful cover of Nancy Sinatra or whoever it's really by. And without further ado, Pinegar, right now on The Sounds of My Head.
Thank you.
Did Trump ask Michael Cohen to cover up his bad deeds? He also asked him to cover his bad grades.
When I say con man, I'm talking about a man who declares himself brilliant, but directed me to threaten his high school, his colleges, and the college board to never release his grades or SAT scores.
Don't anyone panic, but he's talking about the guy negotiating a nuclear arms agreement right now.
Our president is a 72-year-old man who still worries about his SAT scores. The president's son, Don Jr., a.k.a. DJ TJ, got a shout-out during the hearing. This is one of my favorite moments of the day, and also maybe the least surprising moment of the day.
Mr. Trump had frequently told me and others that his son, Don Jr., had the worst judgment of anyone in the world.
So you see, there are things we can agree on both sides of the aisle.
Thank you.
time to finish up this year's show. We just heard two songs by Deerhoof from San Francisco, their album The Magic, which I kind of overlooked back when it came out a few years ago, so I'm following up on it now. We heard Criminals of the Dream and Plastic Thrills, both excellent songs, particularly Criminals of the Dream, I think, but really all very good in that Deerhoofy kind of way. So if you like those, check out the whole thing. And now we're going to finish up the show with our very own from right here in New York City, Queens, Far Rockaways, to be specific, Juan Waters. That's right, he's got a new album. It's a full-length release. All of it is in, I'm going to say, Portuguese. Maybe it's in Spanish. I'm not an expert. It's called La Onda del Juan Pablo. I might have said that right. And the song we're going to hear is Gupa, finishing up this here episode of The Sounds of My Head.
Guapa, linda mujer, inteligente, hermosa, te gusta comer, andar en auto, tomar vino y diversión. ¿Por qué será que me gustas a mí? Tanto, 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 dices que si en otra almohada yo dejo mi olor. Eso es externo a lo que es nuestro amor. ¿Por qué será que gustas tú de mí? Tanto, 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 tanto. Guapa, linda mujer, inteligente, tomar vino y diversión. ¿Por qué será que me gustas a mí? Tanto, 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 tanto. Dices que si en otra almohada yo dejo mi olor, eso es externo a lo que es nuestro amor. ¿Por qué será que gustas tú de mí? Tanto, 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 tanto. Me desperté, me levanté, con un peine me peiné. ¿Por qué será que me gustas a mí? Tanto, 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 tanto. Dices que si en otra almohada yo dejo mi olor, eso es externo a lo que es nuestro amor. ¿Por qué será que gustas tú de mí? ¿Será que me gustas a mí? Tanto, 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 tanto. Dices que si en otra almohada yo dejo mi olor, eso es externo a lo que es nuestro amor. ¿Por qué será que gustas tú de mí? Thank you.
That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Dancing Groove, Love is Blue, and Drum Song featuring The Songs of Negoes by Jackie Mitu. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen. You can find links to everything I talk about, including where you can follow me on social media at thesoundsinmyhead.com. There you'll also find links to where you can find playlists for the show on Spotify. That's right, as I go along during the season, I put all the songs I play that are available on Spotify into a playlist for the season, so look for season 16. That is this current season of The Sounds of My Head on Spotify, and you will be able to listen to all the songs I play without having to listen to me talk, which sounds like a dream. Just a dream come true. We'll see you next time on an all-new episode of the show.